Field. Friesen missed the first two games, but he's been in the lineup the last three. He's averaging more than 5 yards a carry, and he's become the featured back for Matt McGinnis's team. The junior. He's to the side of McCracken in the shotgun. Handoff Friesen, bounces to the outside, tried to turn the edge, got wrapped up, stays on his feet, trying to dig his way along the far sideline and turn what could have been a loss into a 1 yard gain. It'll set up a third and one from their own 33.
Hey, you know, yard's a yard. You never know. Friesen, that 1 yard can make a huge difference.
Friesen, back from injury, has made a big difference on offense and on defense. But also expect Levante Bean, who got the bulk of the carries the first few weeks, to get some action as well. Third and one right away here from their own 33-yard line. Just underway. McCracken will be in the shotgun. Friesen to his right. Two wideouts, one split to each side. Ball on the far hash. As McCracken takes a snap, he'll keep it himself. He's hit at the line. Did he get enough? He tried to move the pile, got thrown back, and it looks like he's going to be maybe a foot short. It'll be fourth and extremely short, and let's see what Matt McGinnis selects to do right away here. Fourth down and a foot from their own 34-yard line, and they'll go for it. No hesitation here. McCracken again in the shotgun. Friesen with him. Now McCracken goes under center. McCracken takes a snap. Quarterback keeper himself. The line barely moves. DC Everest thinks they might have held, but judging by where the linemen are running up, the line judges are running up, I think he's going to get it, and he will. He needed a foot, Derek. He got a foot and an inch for the first down.
Yep, he barely squeaked through that extra foot.
Shows you what Matt McGinnis, though, and North is thinking. They right away here know that they need to do everything they can to get on the board first, and they don't want to give DC Everest that opportunity at 0-0. Gutsy call right away, and it pays off. McCracken in the shotgun, first and 10 from his 35. High snap over his head. Friesen will track it down inside his 15 and sprawl on the ball at his own 12. Oh, let's see, a loss of 23 on the play, and it'll be first down and an electric scooter ride to go.
Yep, that's not a play you want to happen if you're center. Throwing the ball over your quarterback's head is never something you want to do, especially when it costs your team 23 yards.
It was like trying to underhand toss a ball to a three-year-old and the ball being thrown 10 feet over their head. There was nothing that McCracken could have done. Now second down and 4 miles to go. He'll give it to Friesen up the middle, gets past the 15-yard line and bowled over. Out near the 17, a solid gain of 5, but it's third down and a monorail ride to go. They got to get out to their own 45-yard line. So depending on what they get here, they could actually punt on fourth down from worst position they had to after the kickoff. Just a horrendous snap and really nothing that McCracken could have done. McCracken at about 6'3", and that ball was pretty much skimmed the moon on that bad snap. Three wideouts, two split to the far side. Friesen with him, takes the shotgun snap, hand off to Friesen, tried to go up the middle and gains a couple to the 20, but it's fourth down and 25 yards to go, and this time Matt McGinnis will have to send the punting unit out there, but at least they are one for one on fourth down. So the punting unit will come on, and DC Evers will get the ball, likely with some good field position, depending on the punt that is booted away here by, did you say Solberg? Yeah, that's Solberg. Yeah, Solberg back at his 5-yard line. The punt. Back to return for DC Everest is Nevin Poppy. Here's the kick from the right-footed Solberg. Spirally kick that sends Poppy back to his own 35. Backpedals, makes the catch to his 33. Makes the first wave miss to the 40. Out to the 45, stays on the feet, and squirms out to near midfield. They'll mark him down at his own 48-yard line, but outstanding field position for DC Everest, as we'll see Logan George go to work with this offense. He should surpass 1,000 passing yards today. Leads the conference in passing yards by almost 200 over the next closest guy.
That is just absolute domination on offense here from this DC Evers team.
8:28 to play in the first quarter, 0-0. Again, North needs to win two of their final four games to qualify for the playoffs since the days of boy bands and cargo shorts in the late 90s. George in the shotgun. Blake Banks with a high snap over his head, picks it up at his own 35, stays on his feet, makes one man miss, but now he's dropped in the backfield by Jack Gorman, the senior. A loss of 13 or so on the play, and it'll be second down and a Ford Focus right around the track to go. Well, the high snap giveth and the high snap taketh away, Derek.
Indeed it has. Now the second time we've seen a high snap in just 4 minutes of game time.
Now second down and 24, back at their own 33 for DC Everest. George in the shotgun, takes the chest high snap, rolls to the near side. Short pass over the middle, caught by the tight end for a short gain out to the 40-yard line. Reception made by Cole O'Brien, who's one of the better pitching prospects in high school baseball in this part of the state. Has a fastball near 90 miles an hour. Tight end, though, makes the 6-yard reception. Third down and 18 for DC Everest.
And yeah, on that last play, he was met by Aiden Pankratz on defense.
Pankratz has an interception on the year, by the way. Third down and 18. George, shotgun snap, 3-step drop. Throws deep, near side, he's got a man open, catches made, first down inside the 40, stays at his feet to the 30, makes one man miss and dives ahead of the 25. He floated it near side and Cademon Anderson, senior tight end, was wide open at the first down marker. How he got that open 18 yards down the field, I have no idea. It's like somebody forgot the cupcakes in the trunk of the car. Anderson, wide open, rumbles ahead all the way to the 24 of North, and it's first and 10 for DC Everest. And you can't have a breakdown like that if you're North if you expect to win tonight. George in the shotgun, Banks off to his right. Two wideouts split to the far side. That's the long side of the field. George takes a snap. Hand off Bankston, turns to the edge, inside the 15, down to the 10, drags a tackler into the 5, spins, and he's in. Blake Bankston bumper card his way the last 10 yards as nobody could bring him in. A 24-yard touchdown run by Blake Bankston, his 14th of the year, and DC Everest has the 6-0 lead. Or no, are they gonna say he was down? No. Yeah, he was in for a moment. I thought they were going to say he's down. He is in. On for the extra point will be Jake Snazniak, who is 15 of 17 this year. But yeah, if you're North, a disastrous start right there. You had DC Everest in third and long earlier in the drive. You give up the long run. Kick by Snazniak is blocked. Coming on through is Elijah Edwards. He put the parental controls on the pay TV station. Came on through and blocked the kick from Stasiak, and it holds the deficit at 6-0. But DC Everest takes the 6-0 lead. 6:19 to go in the first quarter. North ball when we come back. Oakware Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are. All beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
Be your strength.
Quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
Be your strength.
237-2678. 237-2678.
New York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
New York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Eau Claire North already finds themselves down 6-0. 6:19 to play in the first quarter as North will get the football back. Snazniak will swing that right leg. End over end kick. Solberg will collect it at his 2-yard line. Goes past the far hash marks of the 15 to the 20. Popped at the 22-yard line and will go no further. And North will take over just beyond their 20-yard line.
Yeah, brought down there by Caden Caldwell.
So the North Huskies will go to work down 6-0. We'll see if the blocked extra point kick by Elijah Edwards comes back to help out the North Huskies and gives them a little bit of life here. One thing for North, their defense has kept them in a lot of games this year. Their offense, though, has yet to really explode, and they could use that here. Avante Bean now joins Peyton McCracken in the shotgun. Senior quarterback takes the shotgun snap. Hand off to Bean. Tried to bounce to the outside, but he's wrapped up and thrown down the backfield by Brennan Peterson, one of the top tacklers that DC Everest has. A loss of about five on the play. Second down. We'll call it second down and 14 from their own 18-yard line.
Yeah, that was just a good defensive play overall, able to get into the backfield and stop that run sweep to the outside.
Matt McGinnis was not shy about it. He said they're going to put the ball in Peyton McCracken's hands a little more. They need to make the defense more honest. We'll see if they use McCracken's arm here. Sends a man in motion, takes the snap. Looking near side, flushed out. He's got room to run if he wants, and he will run. Pass at 25 to the 30-yard line. Escorted out of bounds, and as he was stepping out of bounds, he took a love tap with the shoulder by Nevin Poppy. I thought there was going to be a flag thrown. Nay, nay, though, said the official. Still a first down run out to the 32-yard line. A nice run of 15 on the play. I thought he'd get the flag on that because he was giving himself up, and I thought he had hit the white paint when Poppy nudged him.
You never know. It's all...
He got that New York Jet quarterback treatment, not the Aaron Rodgers treatment. Shotgun from McCracken. Hand off again to Bean. Bust to the middle. He's past the 45 to the 50. Foot race to the 40-yard line. Hits the near sideline. Stays on his feet to the 20 to the 10. Wave him goodbye. Touchdown. Touchdown for the North Huskies. A 68-yard touchdown run by Levante Bean. He outran the whole Evergreen student body the last 50 yards. And the game is tied at 6.
What a run. Bean finds a little hole in the defense. Great job blocking Furman's team. It was squeak that hole, and then a foot race to the outside. He won it.
Aaron Solberg on for the extra point, which would give North the lead. With just over 5 minutes left in the first quarter, right-footed kicker is Solberg. Good snap, ball's down, kicks on its way, and the kick is up, and the kick is true. And with 5:07 to play in the first quarter, the North Huskies have a 7-0 lead at first place DC Everest. North kicks the ball back to the Evergreens when we come back from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing. They're like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish pics and videos.
Now the North Huskies on the 68-yard touchdown run by Levante Bean, his second of the year, have taken a 7-6 lead with 5:07 to go in the first quarter, and life from the North Huskies, Derek.
Yeah, great showing to start there, especially that big play from Levante Bean.
Well, Derek, I want you to describe this atmosphere here.
Well, it is packed, I'll tell you that. There is no room, even the standing ground, over beyond the end zone to our right is completely packed. The only area that has a little bit of seating room is the visitor section, but yeah.
Even that, there's probably a couple hundred North spectators, family and friends who made the 90-minute drive. All right, Solberg will kick it back to DC Everest. Solberg will send it from our right to our left. Poppy back to return for DC Everest. He does most of the returns, does have, he's made 10 returns here. It's a short kick, though, taken by an up man at the 20-yard line, pass at 25, stayed on the feet, pass the 30 to the 35, running through a wall of North Huskies and out of the 41-yard line.
dragged about three players with him before finally it looks like Ty Schaaf was the one to bring him down eventually.
Yeah, that was Cole O'Brien, who was just going on through like somebody that was going to go grab the last of the six-pack of cherry cola in the crowded grocery store and was not going to be denied. He just went right through a bunch of people. First and 10 for DC Everest at their 41. Huskies have the black helmets, white tops, black pants trimmed in blue. DC Everest, the dark green helmets, tops, and pants trimmed in white and yellow. Quarterback Logan George in the shotgun, Bankston with him. He'll give it to Bankston through the middle to the 45 and rolled up at the 46, but a gain of 5 on the play. This is a North team that allows more than 200 yards against in the running game. This is a DC Everest team with Blake Bankston, who hardly ever gets taken down. And that's a bad combination, if you will, like sunlight and an ice sculpture. Yeah, you know one side's going to win and one side's destined not to. Second down and 5 from their own 46 for DC Everest. George again in the shotgun, fakes the give, slam pass over the middle, catch me for the first down to the 40-yard line by Cohen Preby, and Preby sashays his way to the north 39-yard line, and a first down for DC Everest. And outside of the errant snap that DC Everest had on their first snap from scrimmage, North has not done much to slow them down at all, getting big chunk play after big chunk play.
Yep, it's just been huge play, then huge play again for DC Everest here this game.
North is punching up after wins against Superior and Memorial the last 2 weeks. First and 10 from the North 39. George, shotgun snap, gives it to Bankston right through the middle, rolls the pile to the 36, a gain of three, but it's almost like one of those old-timey cartoons in which even though he only went 3 yards, there was a lot of, well, there's no dust because it's a turf, but there was an awful lot of the scrambling, if you will, like an old-timey cartoon fight. He does not go down easy. Like trying to put a one-year-old to bed at night after they slept all throughout the day. He does not want to go into that crib, does Bankston. Second down and 6. George fakes the give, throws near side, O'Brien the catch, inside the 30 to the 25, and is knocked head over tea kettles at the 24-yard line by Jack Gorman, but he's got the first down to the 24-yard line, a gain of 12, first and 10 for DC Everest. 7-6 North leads with 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. George in the shotgun, he's got Bankston behind him. Bankston accumulated over 250 yards last week and had 3 touchdowns in DC Everest's win against Marshfield on the road. George in the shotgun, Bankston to his right, 2 wideouts split to the left side. You got O'Brien in that position as well. Hand off Bankston going wide left side. Oh, he cannot shrug off tackle in the backfield. Still stays on his feet somehow and still only loses a yard on the play. Looks like Michael Friesen was in there first. Bankston was 99% of the way down as Friesen had locked up his ankles. Still stayed on his feet though, but Friesen a good job of locking onto him like a kid clutching mom's hand. He was not going to let go.
Yeah, that's Bankston for him. He just refuses to go down ever.
Second down and 11, a rare running play loss. 5 wideouts, 3 to the near side, 2 to the far side. Empty backfield for George on second and long. Loose the pass, throws over the middle, slam pass, catch made. First down inside the 15, down to the 13-yard line. Wide open on that slam pass was Vander Truax. Truax caught the ball and sort of sat down on his rump. If he had been able to stay on his feet, he might have been able to go all the way there. He had, on the slant, stopped, set himself in a soft spot of that defense, caught the ball, and I think he might have heard footsteps that weren't even there. But still, first and 10 for DC Everest. They marked him down at the 18-yard line. Coming up on the final minute of the first quarter, DC Evers trying to reclaim the lead. George again the pass, throws deep near side for the end zone. Catch made over the shoulder. Touchdown, Xavier Edwards. Xavier Edwards with his third touchdown reception of the season. Logan George, his seventh touchdown pass. And DC Evers made it look easy as they reclaim the lead at 12-7 with 1 minute on the button to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, that's one that's going to stink for North. Just let them get big plays consistently, and DC Evers made them pay for it.
Jake Stasniak on for the extra point. His last one was blocked by Elijah Edwards. Right-footed kicker, the snap, hold, right foot meets ball, and the kick is good. So with 1 minute to go in the first quarter, DC Evers has reclaimed the lead. They lead 13-7 on the Eau Claire North Huskies. Huskies ball when we come back from Eau Claire Hometown Media in 93.5.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here, and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans. Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion. From casual wear to outerwear, shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
An entertaining first quarter so far. North about to get the ball back. Our first ever trip to this ballpark. Scott Montesano and Derek Montesano with us today. Derek, how's it going? It's so far turning into one of those games.
Yep, it seems like it's going to turn into one of those games, especially here early. It looks like it.
Lovely atmosphere. They had a big old-time traditional homecoming parade before this. It's Stasiak, the kickoff for DC Evers. Solberg will take it inside the 5, goes past the far hash marks of the 15, has a crease, past the 25, sideline to the 30, and angled out of bounds. We'll see where they say he stepped out of bounds. He was still running past the 35 before he was really out of bounds, but where are they going to say he stepped out? Well, it doesn't matter. There's a flag down back at the 20, so we'll see where they ultimately place him after the flag. There was a block in the back on North. The stadium here is located right at the junior and senior high school, which are on the same plot of land. And it's right at the edge of the plot of land. In fact, beyond the far sideline, which is the visitor sideline, there's a residential street. That's where they were holding the homecoming parade. And then there's a residential housing just beyond that. So this high school is located kind of in a gray area where it matches up the residential area with the commercial district, which is beyond the end zone to our left. Couple of fast food restaurants and the such are over there. DC Evers has elected after the block in the back to re-kick it. And I think they're hoping Stasniak is just going to put this one into the end zone because his last few kicks have come up just short at about the 2 or 3. And now he's going to get a chance to kick it off from the 40, so he gets 5 extra yards. Maybe take that back. You know, the penalty was actually on DC Evers, Derek.
Really, huh?
So it's actually going to get played. Yeah, he's going to have to kick it from the. Yeah, he doesn't gain anything. He actually loses yardage. He's got to kick it from his own 35 as opposed to the 40 in high school football. Now we'll see if North gets even better field position here. 53 seconds left in the first quarter. It is 13-7 DC Evers. North, if they win at least 2 of their final 4 games, they're in the playoffs for the first time since the Bill Clinton administration. And before Stasniak swings the leg, whistle blows. Couple of the officials on the near side, not sure what they were discussing. I think it had something to do with maybe the clock. Let's see if they change anything on the clock as people looked up towards the booth to our right. Derek and I are just outside the press box, by the way. The press box here at DC Evers can't handle the sexiness of the audible chocolate and his friend the vanilla cream. Here's the kick again by Snazziak, and it's taken at the same spot, about the five by Solberg. Runs past the far hash, marks the 20-yard line, wrapped up and thrown out of bounds at the far sideline at the 22-yard line. And North will take over at their own 22, trying to answer back. I said at the beginning of the broadcast, Derek, if North was going to have success, the game probably needed to be a low-scoring affair. The way it's playing out now, because they've shown no ability to even slow down the DC Everest offense, well, they might have to win a game in the 30s. Might have to put up a lot of points.
Yep, it might be a game we'll see a lot of scoring in. You never know.
Levante Bean to the side of McCracken, who's in the shotgun. Three wideouts, two split to the near side. That's the long side of the field as North moves from right to left. Shotgun snap. Handoff Bean, jitterbugs in the backfield, trying to see if opening develops right there, but as he keeps tapping away at the wall, he can't find a soft spot and is held up for no gain.
Yeah, Bean got completely swarmed on that play by pretty much the entire DC Everest line, plus more players.
Final 30 seconds of the first quarter. Second down and 10 from their own 22. Haven't seen them really unleash McCracken like McGinnis had said was maybe the game plan today. McCracken will pass here. All right, pulls it down. He's looking far side. Now floats it incomplete. He was trying to talk to Ben Mettler, the senior, and what he saw there, Mettler couldn't get loose along the far sideline, but if Mettler had gone around, there was no safety help there. If he had gone around his cornerback along the far sideline, he could have gone for a while there, and that's what McCracken saw. So he footed the ball a little deeper, about 15 yards downfield, but Mettler had slowed up his route and wasn't able to get there. So now third and 10 from their own 22, final play of the first quarter. McCracken rolls near side, throw out of the backfield is caught, but a short gain. As Zach Shipman catches it, but is immediately dropped. Well shy of the first down, Tyler Mojeski on the open field tackle, only a short gain of a couple. It'll be fourth down and long, and North will have to boot it away. But there was a flag on the field. It was an illegal shift on the North Huskies, So DC Everest will decline that. And when we begin the second quarter in just a moment, North is going to have to boot the ball away. So we're through one quarter. DC Everest leads Eau Claire North 13-7. Second quarter next from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
A&W is serving up more than just burgers and floats. Introducing the all-new Cap'n Crunch Cereal Shake. This signature frosty mug is filled with creamy vanilla soft serve and loaded with berry-licious bits of Cap'n Crunch cereal. It's a flavor explosion that'll take you back to Saturday morning cartoons. And then some. Visit your nearest A&W and try one today. A&W, burgers, floats, and then some. Valid at Altoona, Colby, Cadott, Spencer, and Withy locations. Order online and skip the line.
Second quarter just about to begin. 13-7, DC Everest leads the Eau Claire North Huskies, and North will punt the ball away here in just a moment as Solberg will stand it around his 10 when he sends it back down to DC Everest. Scott Montesano with you, Derek Montesano with you as well. Hello to all tuned in on 93.5 FM, but also online at echometownradio.com. Garrett, they can be tuned in from anywhere tonight, even if they so wish, in Grand Junction, Colorado. Hey, shout out to Colorado today at echometownradio.com. Now, before the kick, DC Everest is going to use a timeout. They were a guy short on the field, so they burn a timeout coming out of the first quarter timeout. Not something that I'm sure Braden Mitchell, the first-year head coach, likes to have to do. It's not as consequential in the first half, but you know, if we get down to the final couple of minutes and they need a timeout as they try to come down and score, that could prove consequential.
Yeah, it doesn't seem consequential now, but There's a good chance DC Evers could be driving late in the game, and late in this first half, I should say, and needing one more timeout could be a big deal.
Coming up at halftime, a conversation with Eau Claire Memorial head coach Tom Westcott. We keep talking about being homecoming here at DC Everest and all the student body. Many of them are decked out in yellow and green overalls, oversized overalls. But it's also homecoming at Memorial today. And Derek will have an update on their score coming up at halftime, as well as some other scores around the area. All right, Solberg to punt it from his own 8-yard line. Good snap. Solberg gets the right foot into it. It's a high short kick. Poppy will let it bounce at the 50. It takes a sideways hop and will be deadened at the 49-yard line of DC Everest. So at midfield, DC Everest, which has had great field position already on their first two drives and hasn't even needed that good field position, will again be gifted an easier start right at the at their 49-yard line at midfield.
Yep, it's just been great starts consistently for this DC Evers team, and it seems like they don't even need it at the time. They've just been unstoppable on offense.
Well, again, it's the equivalency of letting an NBA basketball player dunk on a 7-foot rim. They don't need the help, and they're getting it. Logan George under center for the first time tonight. And before he calls for the ball, there was a flinch on that line. And that'll send DC Everest back 5 yards. DC Everest last week pulled away from Marshfield in the second quarter. They used a 22-point spurt in the second quarter to break that game open. A game that the final score was 36-25, but DC Evers was in full control of that game pretty much since early in the second quarter. So it wasn't as close as that 11-point margin would indicate. George again under center. First and 15 from their own 44. George fakes the toss to Bankston, rolls out near side, airs it deep near side. Oh, leaping attempt is incomplete, as going up for the grab was Anderson inside the 40. Anderson again was wide open. He leapt up and nearly palmed it with his hand, but could not pull it in as he fell down. But again, another wide receiver wide open for DC Everest.
Yeah, we talk about DC Everest being so good on the ground, but they're really good in the air too. And if North is just going to let players be wide open, that could turn out to be a big problem.
Second down and 15 from their own 44 for DC Everest. Shotgun snap. Slap pass with a middle. Knocked down and nearly picked off. Jack Gorman, the linebacker, leapt up there like a volleyball block. It went up into the air, and he nearly was able to snare it for what would have been a huge interception. But it still sets up a third and 15 from their own 44 for DC Everest.
Oh, that was super close to being a good interception for Garland there, but just palmed it out of his hand and onto the turf.
DC Everest has already picked up a third and 18 earlier in this game. Third and 15 from their 44. George out of the shotgun, rolls near side. Looking, heaves it deep near side. He's got a man, catch made into the 35 and a first down. He heaved it downfield. Open on the play was Cohen Preby. Preby the reception, and it's a first down for DC Everest. Part of it is also, there's been very little pressure on him, and that's allowing these receivers to run these deep routes of 10, 15 yards. North is going to have to figure out a way to get some sort of pressure on Logan George. So another third and long picked up by DC Everest. First and 10 from the North 35. Handoff Bankston cuts through the middle inside the 35, tried to spin loose, and is pulled down at the 31, a gain of 4. Second down and 6.
And yeah, if North's going to want us, see the thing with this DC Everest team, you've got a very good run game, so you've got to play short. But if they've got a good deep passing game, so you've got to also be able to play deep. That's what makes this very difficult for these to play against DC Everest.
They've got lobster, but they've also got steak. Second and six, again to Bankston. Bankston hit at the line, tries to dig opening, moves the pile on the hash mark inside the 30 and gets a churning 3 yards to set up third down and three.
DC Everest yet to be stopped on a third down this game, so we'll see if North can finally get that big third down stop they've been looking for.
By the way, how big was it not getting that interception for North a few plays ago when they nearly had it? Third down and three at the North 28-yard line. George in the shotgun. Hand off Bankston. Bankston wrapped up at the line. He's going to be short. Gains a couple. It'll be fourth and a yard. Noah Penninger, who missed a couple of games, in on the tackle. It's fourth down and maybe a couple of feet to go. And this is within the range for Jake Stasiak, their kicker. He can hit from about 45 yards, but they'll go for it here on fourth down and a couple of feet just beyond the 25-yard line. Everybody stacks up at the line under center George. George will move the pile himself and gains a couple of yards for the first down. The old Tom Brady quarterback sneak right there. Great push by the offensive line, and they got more than enough, a couple of yards. And a first and 10 for DC Everest. 9:15 to go until halftime. DC Everest leads North 13-7. DC Everest's only loss came against Rice Lake here at home in week number one. They were blown out. George the pass, plenty of time. Now Penninger tracking him down, rolls out far side. He'll run it himself, has some yardage inside the 20-yard line to the 17-yard line, a gain of seven, and it's second down and three. Penninger coming off the blind side, beat his man the left tackle, but good poise by the senior George. He had an opening off the right tackle, ran it himself. Penninger could not track him down from behind, and he gained seven.
Yep, that's just tough for Penninger to take. He was coming in from the blind side, and George was able to escape out to the far side.
Second down and three from the 17. Shotgun for George. He's got Eisenhower now in the backfield with him. He'll give it to Eisenhower, trying to come to the near side. He's hit in the backfield, stays on his feet as Friesen can't bring him down. But then he gets some help and is pulled down by Ty Schoff, one of the top tacklers that North has. A loss of a yard on the play. We'll call it third down and four. Third down and four from the 18-yard line. If they don't get a lot of yardage here, they might kick it. Empty backfield now. Can North actually stop this passing attack? George in the shotgun. Three wideouts far side, two to the near side. He's looking near side. Throws deep near side. Inside the five. Leaping grab is made right at the 5-yard line by Vander Truax. Makes the catch, then takes a late hit and a flag on the play. That'll bring the ball inside the five here, and it'll be first and goal inside the five. So a personal foul on North after the late hit. It was not necessarily an egregious late hit. It was kind of a belly-to-belly, let me peacock a little bit. And the North player maybe had a little frustration there, got a little too much in his face, did bump him with the belly and knocked him down. You have to call that there. So it's first and goal. Ball at the 4-yard. They only gained a couple of yards on the penalty, though. First and goal from the four. George in the shotgun. Bankston with him. George will pass. Looking near side. Throws near side. Wide open. Oh, the throwback. They had everybody going to the right. That left wide open on the left side. Jack Dvorak, a defensive lineman who checked into the game. And Dvorak with the reception. The old throwback play you see done an awful lot. Everybody loaded up to the right. George ran to the right, then threw back across his momentum to the left where Dvorak was. A 4-yard touchdown reception, and it's 19-7 DC Everest with 7:20 until halftime. The There was a flag on the play, but this is on the extra point. So there was an illegal substitution. Too many men in the huddle for DC Everest. So the extra point becomes a little more tricky. Well, now it looks like they're going to go for two here. So they're not going to kick it. So they'll go for two here. Ball placed at the 8-yard line. George in the shotgun again. The pass. What he's having. Throws towards the end zone. It's dropped. He had his man along the end zone, but it was in and out of the hands of the intended target, Braden Miska. So the two-point conversion fails. Still with 7:20 to go until halftime, DC Everest has a 19-7 lead on Eau Claire North. North gets the ball back when we come back here from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are in fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
The York's Brand.
Ah, quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
The York's Brand.
237-2678. 237-2678.
The York's Brand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
The York's Brand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Al Jarrett, our beloved Yankees, clinched the American League East yesterday. Are you spreading the news?
Oh, yeah, I'm spreading the news. I'm making sure everybody hears it.
Yankees in the playoffs. Brewers, of course, in the postseason as well. Gets going for the Brewers next Saturday night in the NLDS. Here's the kickoff back to North. Solberg takes it at his 5. Goes past the far side. Hash marks the 15-yard line. It's not even going to get to the 20. He tried to run across the field there and did not even get out to the 20-yard line. So North will start at their 17. North has been consistently pinned inside their own 25 to start possessions, and DC Everest has almost always been starting beyond the 40, their own 40. 19-7, DC Everest leads, 7-14 until halftime, and North really needs a score on this drive. You get a feeling the game is on the lip right now. McCracken in the shotgun. Michael Friesen in the backfield off to his right hip. Sends a man in motion. Hand off Friesen. Tapped in the backfield. Stays on his feet. Forearm shivers his way past a guy. Beyond the 20, out of the 25, and pulled down there. Ball came out of his hands. North is saying it should be a fumble. No official has given anything close to a signal on that. He must have been down. North is saying that ball was ripped out of his hands well before he fell down, but nay-nay say the officials. A gain of 8 on the play for Friesen. Second down and 2.
And, yeah, Friesen ended up dragging 2-3 players with him on that play, so I can understand if that ball did come out.
North's only score, a 68-yard touchdown run by Levante Bean in the first quarter. McCracken fakes the give, looking, throws deep, over the middle, beyond the 50, just out of the reach of Zach Shipman. Shipman had a step on his defender, but Shipman was about 5 yards shy of being able to grab that one. Oh, they had it, they just could not connect on it. It'll be third down and 2.
Yeah, if they connected on that one to Shipman, I'm pretty sure Shipman would have been gone on that. It could have been a huge touchdown reception for North.
Shipman came into the game with 23 receptions, 3 receiving touchdowns. Shipman has accounted for 6 touchdowns overall. Third down and 2 from their own 25. McCracken in the shotgun. Looks to pass, flushed out. He's going to be sacked back at the 15-yard line. Davion Broders, his 3rd sack of the season for DC Everest. He came right on through as though there was a shark that was let out into a pond and was just feasting on unsuspecting trout. A loss on the play of 12. It'll be third down and long, and North again has to punt with 6 to go until halftime.
Yeah, it's just not been North's night, honestly. It's just been sheer domination from DC Everest.
So Solberg will stand a couple of yards into the end zone. Poppy back at the 50-yard line. Solberg will line drive a spirally kick that Poppy takes at the 50-yard line, makes the first man miss, near sideline of the 45 to the 40, to the 35. There's a flag on the play as he's wrestled down inside the 30-yard line, but this will come back. A block in the back on DC Everest, and they'll take over closer to midfield. A block in the back on DC Everest. Still have some people making their way into the ballpark. We're situated just outside the press box on a ledge, and we can look down into the entryway, and there's still some people showing on up with about 5:27 to go until halftime. Not a place to be had as far as seating goes. This is a community, by the way. The football facility is a little older, but they've got a rather large hockey arena here and swimming facility and all that. They've got some very nice sporting facilities in this town overall. Here's a handoff to Beam, leaps to the line, he's gone. To the 30, to the 20, wave him goodbye. A 55-yard touchdown run by Beam, Blake Bankston. I don't know where the hell I got Beam from. By Blake Bankston. Blake Bankston, a 55-yard touchdown run for DC Everest, and they lead 25-7. North has been sadly outclassed in this one. They have had nothing close to anything resembling a stop on DC Everest, as Stasiak will be off the extra point. But before that, again, a foul on DC Everest before they get the kickoff. This time it's a delay of game. So some sloppiness from DC Everest, but still, they lead 25-7 after that flag. 5:17 to go until halftime, as Stasniak will be on now for what will be a 25-yard extra point kick. But yeah, Derek, this one getting away from North because they just can't do anything defensively.
Yeah, they're just having a difficult time stopping this team.
Bad snap. George, the holder, picks up the quarterback. George will run himself off the far side. He's inside the two, inside the one, going to the far pylon. He's popped, but he stayed on his feet, taps the pylon, and he's in. What a night for the senior, Logan George. A bad snap. He scooped it up, thought about passing, but nobody was open on the old fire drill, ran to the far side, got to the pylon just before he got pushed out of bounds. It's a two-point conversion, and it's 26-7 in favor of DC Everest with 5:17 to go until halftime. North ball when we come back from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
.517 until halftime. It has been a rough night for North on the defensive side of things in particular. DC Everest has scored 21 unanswered points and now leads 27-7. I think I said 26, but it's 27-7 as they had goofed up on the scoreboard. The kickoff by DC Everest will go into the end zone, and North will take over at their 20-yard line. So North, and Derek, we talked about this. You know, they have not been in the playoffs since, for some of these guys, their parents were in high school at the time, in over 25 years. And North hasn't even been close to a playoff spot, really. Last year they won 3 games, but lost their last 5. Now they only won, I think it was 2 in conference. A couple of years ago, I think they won 1 in conference. This year they've won two technical conference games. You need four to qualify, so they need to win at least two of these final four games, and they end that drought. And we'll talk about it here more in a moment as McCracken in the shotgun, Levante Bean with him. First and 10 from their own 20. Low snap, picked up. Bean hits the far side, turns the edge, plays a stiff arm his way to the 25 and rolled out of bounds after a gain of five.
And yeah, this playoff drought for North has just been something. It's been something else. 25 plus years without making the playoffs. And yeah, they're looking to end it here.
And the reality of it is, you look at this week and next week against Stevens Point, a game we'll have at Carson Park. Those are the two quote-unquote hardest games remaining on paper. The Marshfield game in 2 weeks looks winnable. And then at the end of the season, Wisconsin Rapids being blown out by all of the old Wisconsin Valley teams, that one might be one to pluck. But you got to win two of the last four. McCracken the pass on second and five. Pass to the near side. Reception made for a short gain as the catch made by Ben Bettler, but immediately is blown up, exploded on a hard right shoulder tackle by Nevin Poppy. It'll be third down and two.
And yeah, looking ahead in the schedule, this and next week against Stevens Point, the two hardest games left to go. If they can get through these games, maybe come back, make this one interesting, and maybe put something together against Stevens Point, then it might be looking really good.
Third down and three from their own 27. McCracken, snap. Pass over the middle, catch made by Solberg, turns and has the first down as he lunges out to the 35-yard line. First and 10 for North on the 8-yard reception. Yeah, you look at it, if you're North, again, you have to win at least two of the last four games. If you can win three and get to five conference wins, you've got a shot to host. But, you know, if you don't come back in this one, down 27-7 with 4:18 to go in the first half, you still have a safety net. You're still a trapeze artist with a safety net. You still have a cushion to play with. You still have training wheels. If you can pluck Stevens Point, then you're really sitting good. But even if you lose an X2, then you still have that Marshfield game. This is not a must win, but one you'd like to have as you really try to turn the page on this program. McCracken. Well, again, pass short near side. Catch made by Zach Schimmett. Hits the near sideline. Pass the 45 to the 50 and angled out of bounds at the 48-yard line of D.C. Everest. That's the thing, too, for North. North did not win a game from 2016 through 2021. Then finally won a game in 2022. But even going back for the last 15 or so years, a lot of years of zero wins, one win, maybe two. And Matt McGinnis early in the year was very quick to say he no longer wants to be the little engine that could. He wants to be a program that then people are looking at it and not just patting on the head like they're a four-year-old singing the national anthem for the first time. They want to be treated with a little higher of expectations. First and 10 from the D.C. Everest 48. They try to set up a wide receiver screen to the far side, but McCracken's pass out of the reach of Aaron Solberg. And it'll be second and 10 from the 48-yard line.
Yeah, this North team over the past 15 years they've had their struggles. Could this be their chance? This looks to be what Matt McGinnis has been cooking up. Could be something for the next couple of years.
Second down and 10 from the plus 48. McCracken in the shotgun. Shotgun snap. Looks near side. Flushed out. Rolls far side. They blow the play dead. And offsides. Oh, they're going to say somebody from North lined up offsides. Well, that's inexcusable, especially on offense. So somebody from North lined up offsides, and it'll become second and 15. From their own 47-yard line. The North sideline, the North coaches are palms facing the heavens wondering, who lined up offside. They weren't too sure about that, but 3:36 until halftime. 27-7 DC Everest with the lead. And DC Everest will have the ball begin the second half. Again, conversation with Memorial head coach Tom Westcott at halftime. And now North is going to use a timeout. So North will use a timeout. We'll take one with them. They're faced with second and long at midfield when we come back from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion. From casual wear to outerwear, shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
You get the sense this is a must-score possession for North. Down by 20 late in the first half. They've got second and 15 from their own 47-yard line. North has shown a little more of putting it on the arm of Peyton McCracken in this on this latest drive that they have. McCracken connecting on 64% of his passes entering play today. Four touchdown passes on the year, just one interception. 3:36 until halftime. McCracken fakes the give. Has some time now, steps in the pocket, throws over the middle. Oh, he had a man wide open at the 45, and he overthrew Zach Shipman. He had Shipman wide open, and he overthrew him. He had Shipman, and then he threw it twice as tall as Zach Shipman. Threw it to the ghost, and it'll be third down and 15. If that throw had hit Shipman in the numbers, would have at least set up a third down and short, if not, got on the first down.
Yeah, Zach Shipman, 6'1". He's not like me trying to catch the football, so that's not exactly ideal as a quarterback.
Third down and long from their own 47. Looking the pass, rolls near side, flushed out, and just throws it out of bounds. Fourth down and 15. Let's see what Matt McGinnis, you know, the ego tells you to go for it, but as much as you want to go for it and you really need to go for it at fourth down and 15 at midfield, you're really left with no option but to punt it away, and that will be the case here. And the challenge will be, will the North defense get a stop? And the frustrating thing for North today, all you need to know is they've allowed a third and 18 and a third and 15, and both times very easily. Solberg will stand at his own 32. He's gotten a lot of work today as punter. Good snap, kick away. Angling punt to the far side of the field. It will bounce at the DC Evers 25. Paints the sideline for a little bit. Let's see where they mark it down. They're going to say it rolled inside the 15 before it finally hit the white paint. And they're going to say it's going to be at the 14-yard line for DC Everest. Easily DC Everest's worst starting field position of the night.
Yeah, and that was a great punt from Solberg, too. Booted the ball to the far side line, and it just painted the line perfectly for about 3-4 yards.
3:16 until halftime. 27-7, DC Everest leads. They've scored 21 unanswered points ever since the 68-yard touchdown run by Levante Bean in the first quarter gave North a short-lived lead. Hand off to Blake Bankston. We'll get past the 15, out to the 19-yard line, a gain of 5. Second down and 5 for DC Everest.
Yep, that's been a thing with DC Everest. It's just not been, even like a 2-3-yard stop has been hard to come by for North today.
DC Everest will be at Chi High next week for their crossover game. By the way, they got that's now in a quarterback, Jake Stasniak, who's also the kicker. Hand off Bankston, runs through the right side of the line, hit right at the line to gain. Now let's see where they mark him. They're going to say he's maybe a foot shy. It'll be second down and less than a yard at the 24-yard line. Yeah, they got now in a quarterback, Jake Stasniak. Giving Logan, are they already giving Logan George the rest of the night off? My goodness. Third down. Now less than a yard to go from their own 24. Stasniak in the shotgun. Takes a snap. And off here, goes into the